And with the details of this plunge on stock markets overnight, here's Rebecca Higham.
Hi, Fran. We'll look at, yes, as we've been hearing, world share markets slumped overnight. Fears that the global economy may relapse into a recession have driven a sharp retreat from equities. US bond prices surged as investors sought safety in treasuries, and yields on Italian and Spanish government bonds are also soaring as the severity of the debt crisis hits home. Analysts say financial markets also have virtually no faith in the deal to raise the US debt ceiling that was struck this week. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average has plunged 513 points to 11,384. The S&P 500 slumped 60 points or 4.8%, and a massive sell-off in the technology sector has sent the Nasdaq more than 5% lower. European markets weren't spared. Shares in the UK tumbled to a fresh 11-month closing low. Commodity and banking stocks have wiped the most value off the London index. The FTSE 100 closed down 191 points or almost 3.5% to 5,393. It's unlikely the local share market will escape the sell-off. In futures trading, the ASX SPY 200 is down 157 points, indicating opening losses of 3.7%. The Australian dollar's also fallen sharply. It was just below 106 US cents last night. It's now down to 104.73 US cents. Gold has eased to $1,647.80 US an ounce. West Texas crude oil's fallen more than $5 to $86.63 US a barrel. And Tapas is also lower at $121 US. And Fran, that's the latest from the markets.
Thanks very much, Rebecca. And just repeating, the Australian dollar has fallen overnight. It's now $1.47. It's time for the news now. It's 7 o'clock.